like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Why in the world is she starting off with show business tunes? Well, guess what? First thing this week, first thing this morning, and almost first thing this month, we're going to be talking about show business and a new theater company coming to life in Gulf Breeze, Florida, known as Gulf, new name, Gulf Breeze Stage. Mark your calendars, mark your books, because we are going to be around for a while. And I say the collective we, because there's a whole group of us theater folks that have decided to put this together. And thank you so much to the woman who kind of brought us all together, Lisa Newell, who you may know as the publisher and editor of Gulf Breeze News, but now she's wearing a new hat as the producer, executive producer, founder of Gulf Breeze Stage. And along with her, I have with me Joe Neely. Joe is a director extraordinaire, has been in theater for many years, and he is going to be heading up teaching some of the classes. I myself will also be teaching some of the classes, and we're also excited to have Emily Mixon, who many of you have seen here on the stages of Pensacola, and she's also one of the co-founders. So good morning, y'all. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Good morning, Meg.
Thank you so much.
So Pep Talk is our expert panel, and without question, you all are the experts on theater. There's no question in my mind about that. So let's talk about it, Lisa. How did this all get started? This was your idea. How did this all get started?
Well, I was told that there was a very big need, that there was just something that was missing in our community, and that was that there was really nothing between Pensacola and the Fort Walton Beach area for theater people, for acting classes, for children, for adults. And this all came about because one of my friends, her daughter, is involved in some of the classes at PLT, and I know they do a fantastic job over there. But I also know that there's a limit to how many people can participate, and that also it's an issue to drive over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we kind of talked about it several times about how there's such an opportunity for someone to come in. And there's also, there have been in the past other theaters that had, that offered things like this, but that they had one by one gone by the wayside, moved away, whatever. And so this is really a shame that there isn't something like that around here that would offer those kinds of opportunities. And then it dawned on us, we have an open space that we've been trying to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And it is perfect. It is about 1,375 square feet, just a wide open space. And it would be perfect for something like that. So my first call was to Meg Peltier, who I knew was a veteran actress, New York trained, had been on stage, had done pretty much everything in the theater area. And I said, do you know of anyone who would want to be interested in that? And she said, oh my gosh.
Do I ever.
Do I ever. There's been a group trying to get together, a theater group, but the issue is they didn't have a location. So I was like, this is just unbelievable, because we do have something like that. I heard from a person I'd never met before. His name is Joe Neely. And Joe was very interested in doing it. When I told you, Meg, that Joe was involved, she said, I want to be involved. If Joe's involved, I want to be involved, because Joe is the real deal. He is amazing. He is one of the best actors and directors in this entire area.
And ran his own theater.
And to be honest, that was one of the main factors. Since then, we've talked to several other people who are going to be involved. We have, of course, as you said, Miss Emily Mixon, who we are very excited about. And there's other people who are waiting in the wings who want to teach classes,
mm-hmm.
who want to teach all different age groups, who want to teach, you know, different elements of performance art, whether it's dance, voice, it's, you know, acting, it's musical theater, it's improv, it's whatever. So we're excited about the opportunity and having the space available in a very convenient location in Gulf Breeze, just near the schools and right there in downtown Gulf Breeze, near the Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm. In the Harbor Town complex.
In the Harbor Town
right.
complex,
Can't
that's
miss
right.
it. With lots of parking, and it's very accessible. And so I'm very excited that Lisa approached me with the idea. And this has all come together pretty quickly, but I wanted to say some good things about Joe Neely. I have had the pleasure of being directed by him in two different shows, very different shows, of Neil Simon comedy, and then a show that Joe wrote himself, which was such a privilege to be in that production. production. And so, Joe, you ran your own theater up in North Carolina, I believe it was, and has been in the business how many years? What did you say?
50.
Very solemn 50.
Yeah, exactly.
So why did you get involved in all of this? And, well, and tell us a little bit about what you're teaching.
Okay. Well, I have worked with PLT Theater since I've been here and enjoyed it a lot. They like you said, they produced one of my shows. And so I've directed three or four shows for them. I've been in three or four shows. And I really enjoy it. And then I saw Lisa's notification about opening another theater. So I sent her my resume. I did open a theater in Greensboro, North Carolina in 2006. And that was so exciting and so exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's still there, that theater. We became a nonprofit. It's owned by the board. But, you know, 14 years later,
wow,
they're still going strong. So I was really excited about that. And then I moved here with my to see my sister, and I really like Pensacola a lot. It's got small-town vibes, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, and yet it's got great big city things to do,
mm-hmm,
especially theater. And so I spent my life, I was a high school theater teacher. Luckily, I got into a high school that really valued the arts, and that was in New Jersey. And so I really enjoyed that. And through the process, really liked seeing kids discover things about themselves through the theater process,
mm-hmm,
and through improvisation and doing scenes and really learning how to tear the script apart to find out what your character is really about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to this. I am going to be teaching what we call Act Two, which is for fifth through eighth graders. And then I will be teaching a class for high schoolers called the Rising Star Teen Theater, and that will be for 9th through 12th grade.
Oh, how fun. Well, guess who picks up after that? I pick up. I will be teaching the adults in an adult acting class. And this is a class for folks that are beginners and also those that are advanced to sort of adapt in the format to whatever skill level that you're at. So let's say you did high school theater. Now you're in and then life happened and you moved on, but you've always loved it. You love going to the shows. Well, now's the time to dip your toe back into it again. There's no risk here. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to explore and learn the craft of acting and learn a little technique and do some scene study. We'll do a little improv. It'll be a lot of fun. But one of the things about theater, it's a lot like sports in some ways, because for kids especially, really builds your self-confidence, really teaches you how to be a team player. Being in the ensemble of a play is a lot like being on a team in a sport. And so if your child's not into sports, but they're creative and they're always singing around the house, you might want to pluck them into an acting or musical theater class.
And all children are natural performers,
no doubt
I believe,
about
at
it.
The beginning. And we drum it out of them,
right.
I believe, telling them, oh, no,
yes,
don't, you can't sing, you can't dance.
Quiet.
And that's the worst thing you can do. So
when I was a high school teacher, I had students who came in from middle school, since I taught high school, and once I came into the middle school, they really had no previous background, didn't know what their capabilities were, but through the theater classes, they discovered themselves, and after a while, some would say, well, theater's really not for me, and that's okay,
mm-hmm,
but you need to find out if it is or isn't, because hidden inside of you may be that little actor,
mm-hmm,
and I've had six of my former students who have been on Broadway.
Wow.
In Wicked and Grease and The Band's Visit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real coup. I love that. And that they stayed with it and they got their dream.
It's exciting.
You never know.
It's exciting.
You know, the other thing is those character actors. You don't have to be a leading lady or leading man.
No,
you can be and have a wonderful career for many, many years, decades, by being a character actor.
Yep.
Well, there's roles for every age. You never outgrow being an actor.
No, learning the lines.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a whole other chapter. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, but we also have some classes for kids that will be taught by Emily Mixon. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the classes. But if you have questions, and maybe you're sitting there thinking, I know this, my grandchild wants to come, or I know my niece or nephew would love this. It's very reasonable pricing. We're going to be starting pretty soon here. So we'll give you the dates, times, and how you can get involved at the next break. So stick around. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Give us a call. 850-437-1620 or text in if you've got a question about Gulf Breeze Stage here on Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our experts this morning are all experts in the theater. If you're interested in taking acting classes or know someone that might be, from little child all the way up to adults, we've got something for you at Gulf Breeze Stage, new theater company here in town. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about Emily's classes, because we've got kids' classes, too.
Emily Mixon is, she is a star. She is a superstar. And a lot of people know Emily. A lot of people, even older people, have taken classes. Now they want their children to have the same opportunity. And she has graced us with her presence. She's going to be teaching some classes on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. called Showstoppers. And that is for kindergarten through first grade. That is going to be a class where you learn all kinds of performance things. I don't know how anyone does that with children, but Emily has got she's got the trick. Also, Showstoppers 2, that's going to be on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Stage, and that is for second and third grade. And again, those are classes. If you know Emily, you can also go to our gulfbreezestage.com, get the full information about everything that she's planning to do, but I don't want to dwell on it because I want to tell you that she's also having a Shine class, which is a Broadway slash tap dance class, on Tuesdays from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. That is for ages 9 to 13. And that, again, is at Gulf Breeze Stage in Harbortown and Gulf Breeze. Now, if you are already involved in something, can't be letting these classes, they do begin April the 13th and 14th. There is also going to be Meg's class will start on April the 12th. We are registering now. These classes, we're starting off with just a six-week class. Right now, we're going to get our June class schedule coming up very soon. This is what you can do right now. But there will be in June 1st through 3rd, a K-pop Demon Hunters mini camp. Again, by Emily Mixon. And that K-pop Demon Hunters, that is a phenomenon.
Oh, yes.
People are loving that K-pop Demon Hunters, and children are going to really get a lot out of that. That camp is for kindergarten through first grade, and that's going to be, again, at Gulf Breeze Stage in Harbortown. So that is something that she is doing, and Emily Mixon, her whole family is well-known in the area. Her sister was on the American Housewife TV show.
Starred in that.
And they are just performers, and they know how to do it all. So we're very excited about that.
Okay, so that's all about Emily, and then the next group is going to be with Joe. So, Joe, tell them about when your classes are and the age range of your classes.
Okay. My Act 2 class for 5th through 8th graders will be on Thursdays from 2 to 3. You can walk over from school. And then the Rising Star Teen Theater for high school students will be Thursdays from 4 to 5, and that is 9th through 12th graders. And I do want to add that classes is the beginning of what we're doing, the foundation of what we're doing, and we do and we will be producing stage shows, musicals, dramas, comedies, but that is our goal, to get to the point of putting all of these young, talented people who come and take our classes and others into actual performances on stage, so you can really use what we're trying to share with you during the classes.
So our hope, our plan, is to have a performance of a show. We're in the process of deciding what show right now.
Exactly.
In the fall. So this is going to be happening pretty quickly.
There's going to be one in the summer.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, too, that all of our instructors are complete professionals. They've all had background checks. They are all very, very competent instructors. They know what they're doing. We are going to have, we do have room for other instructors who want to come in. If there's someone who says, you know, I want to teach a class, give us a call. We will also put you through your paces to make sure that you are going to be worthy of being a part of the Gulf Breeze Stage.
Not worthy.
Well, absolutely. You know, this is our product, and we have got to make sure that it is top notch. But if you want to teach even something like public speaking, if there's something that you are very good at and you're are looking for an opportunity, we have the location available for you. If you want to teach, you know, improv, we are getting people asking for improv classes. So there's other opportunities as well. We are growing and we're learning, and so we're going to be adding more as we go on.
Well, it's a very exciting process to be involved in. So if you want to check out some details and find out the backgrounds of the three teachers that we have right now, myself included, you can go right to the website, gulfbreezestage.com, and you can see our profiles, you can see all the different classes, the dates and times, and then you can register there just by clicking the link, and you can pay online, and then just begin to show up for that first class, comfortable clothing, and just, it really is one of the things we have to mention, it's about fun. It should be a different name than class. It really is fun to take acting, even if you don't have any desire to be on stage, especially for the adults. I'd encourage you to come out and have a little fun and see, maybe you've got a hidden talent you never knew about. There are some great actors like Carol O'Connor, who was Archie on the Bunker, what's the show?
All in the Family.
Speaking of learning lines, All in the Family. He got that rolling when he was age 55.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Wow. So, I mean, think about that. You just never know.
Well, we have so many opportunities to get out. And first of all, how many kids and adults are just locked into their phones?
Right.
They don't know how to make eye contact.
Oh, yeah, no phones allowed in class,
they don't know how to speak to a person in person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity to get that confidence.
Yeah.
To use your voice, find your voice, find your own identity, maybe mm-hmm. through playing like you're someone else, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's a great opportunity.
And discover your own spirit. So the best thing about acting is learning about who you are, and then you bring who you are to that role, and it's so, so much fun.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking with Joe Nearly, who's going to be teaching the middle school and high school classes. Emily Mixon is on her way back from a trip. She couldn't be with us this morning, but she'll be teaching the Showstoppers class and the K-pop class.
And the Shine class,
and
yes.
And the Shine class. And then I'm going to be teaching the adult acting class, and that'll be on Sundays beginning April 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Gulf Breeze Stage, which is in Harbortown in Gulf Breeze. I hope that y'all will check all of this out. Tell your friends about it. And we're going to come back in just a couple minutes, but I'm so excited to share this with you. And if you do have any questions, this is the place to ask those questions. Send in a comment at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This morning we're talking about a brand new exciting venture being born, even as we speak, in Gulf Breeze, Florida. Gulf Breeze Stage has come to life. I'm super excited to be a part of it. Lisa Newell is our founder, and she is basically the executive producer. Joe Nearly is here. He's one of our directors, actors, and also teachers. Emily Mixon is on our teaching staff as well, and I'm on the teaching staff teaching adult acting.
I was going to say, Meg, you really need to let people know your background, because I don't think they realize how much acting experience you have and how much you bring to the Gulf Breeze Stage.
Oh my goodness. Well, besides being a radio show host over the years, I started acting when I was 7 years old. I was in my first play, and so I've been in it a number of years. Went to New York right out of college and went up to New York City. I lived there for 15 years, so I was a professional actress with SAG-AFTRA and Equity and did off Broadway shows, television commercials, soap operas, voiceovers for major series and things like that. And then I've been doing live theater. Live theater is my first love. So I've been doing live theater all the way through. It was over in Panama City when I moved here to take care of my parents, and I got very involved with Kaleidoscope and Martin Theater there. And then when I moved over here, I've been involved with PLT for a number of years, was executive director for 3 years, and still continue to perform there. Just was in a show that was directed by Jeff Glickman last year called A Man for All Seasons. My preference is not as much musicals, although I love them, but my preference is the meaty, you know, the interesting stuff like Joe writes. The last play I did with him was fantastic, and I had a wonderful role in that.
Well, it was interesting meeting Meg. I didn't know her before she auditioned for my play, The Nebula of Georgia, which PLT did. And talking to her after she was cast, I found out that we studied at the same acting school New York at the Circle in the Square Theater, which is on 50-something Street
mm-hmm,
in New York.
That's right.
And that was a grueling, enlightening, amazing experience.
Oh, my God. It was two-year acting program, fully intensive, 24-7.
Exactly. We had Broadway performers who taught the classes.
Oh, yeah. Joanne Woodward taught one of my classes.
Yeah.
We had a lot of very notable directors, Michael Kahn, Nico Sakalapros. We had all kinds of famous people in the theater, but What a privilege. But it gave me skills and knowledge about the mm-hmm. craft of acting.
Exactly.
It's not just
we're so lucky to have you guys here in Pensacola bringing that experience, because you Otherwise, you'd have to go to New York to get that experience.
Well, and Joe's got it. He's much more he's much more advanced, I think, in that realm as far as being a director. He's one of the best directors I've ever worked with.
Oh, thank you.
So, Joe, are you going to ever do a directing class?
Yes. People actually, when they heard about this project, they were like, are you going to do a directing class? And I would really like to teach a directing class. It's really about script analysis plus your own intuition that you bring to what you're putting on the stage. And the reason I love this project so much is it just opens my creativity again. It gives me a chance to really think creatively in ways of bringing something that we know and giving it to other people. So I hope you'll join us.
Yes. Okay. So Absolutely. Lisa, give us the website again, their phone numbers. How can we people sign up? I know everybody's in their car going, I want to do this. I'm going
to
do this.
Absolutely. Please go to gulfbreezestage.com and look at all of their bios and the classes and register online.
Okay. Classes start. My class is on April 12th on Sundays, 2 to 4.
That week.
Then the rest of the week, all the other classes will start on the 13th.
That's right.
All right. We hope we'll see you at the Gulf Breeze Stage. Thank you guys so much for being here on Pep Talk. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. And again, gulfbreezestage.com. You can find it online and on Facebook. All right, y'all. Thanks for being here. There's no business like show business.